What do you say after all that? Well, I won't need that. But thank you. No. I feel so honored. Thank you so much. And anyone knows, in the natural, I don't deserve any of that. But because we all know ourselves. So all the glory goes to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's just what he does, what he is, everything. Let's give the Lord praise. Just thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, God. And one of the things that makes me happy is God made us so plain and so simple that everybody can say, hey, I can do that, because if these guys can do that, then anybody can do that, right? So he takes us in this, Vicky had a picture of us like just plain white rice going everywhere. And the reason God puts it in a simple package is so that he gets the glory, because everybody knows it can't be that guy. And everybody can say, God can do that through me. So when you see how we are, you know God can do even more through you. And that's the joy of my heart, is to see everyone become all that God's called them to be. I'm so honored to be invited here and just so delighted in the way you have honored the Holy Spirit's presence here. And I just love these friends of ours, dear friends. Mary, like she said, we've known for so long. And one of my early pictures of Mary was on a horse like George Washington. And she was rallying the troops. And after I saw that picture, I always called her General. General, that's part of who she is she's a general. And I was so excited listening to her vision as she says, God's calling me to rally these intercessors here and rally. Yeah, that's you. And she says, and this is the hour, the greatest hour, the greatest moment of the church. And I go, yeah, come on, because that's who she is. She's a general rallying the troops, saying, come on, it's our greatest hour, our greatest moment is at hand. And don't pull back. It's a time to go forward. And that's Mary all the way. And we just love you and we honor you and we just thank God for you and the way you're rallying us. Thank you. Thank you. And Robert and Eleanor, you guys, we love you guys so much. And I am just so blessed with what you're doing here. Because just as your cry was for a watering hole in Anchorage, our cry was for it too. And to just come and just go, wow, you guys have done it. This is a watering hole of the Holy Spirit. And you've done so wonderful at it. And I love your heart for the unity of the body of Christ. I love your heart that you are calling different camps to come and impart what God's called them, put in their heart to do. And I saw something. I saw grappling hooks from different camps trying to throw it at you to pull you into their camp. But I saw you guys up at a higher plane with a higher vision. And I encourage you to stay on that vision no matter what is spoken or said or tried to grapple you into any camp. You stay there on that place that God has positioned you to be a voice of unity, to be a place where you draw the body of Christ together and to see God's kingdom come forth. You keep a kingdom, not any camp. And I bless you in that, and I bless what God's doing here. So we praise God for this place and just the Spirit of God that's here. Just lift your hands and just say, welcome, Holy Spirit. We love your presence. Thank you that you are here. Thank you for your presence here. You're so good, so good, so good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We brought some wonderful intercessors with us from our church. Marta and Winnie, they're just dear people. Marta has tromped with us, her and Barry tromped with us from North Argentina to South Argentina, from the north to the Tierra de Fuego, land of fire in the south of Anchorage. I mean, south of Argentina, south of Anchorage too, maybe. so we've spent many hours together just ministering on the floor, and just a very dear friend. Winnie's been there too, and Winnie is just one of those beautiful vessels that have allowed the love and grace of God to fill her heart, and everywhere she goes, she just spills out Jesus and His grace and His love, and she believes that God is gonna impact everybody the way He's impacted her. And so I just love her heart and love who she is, and they're just a blessing. Judith and Karen, these guys are just old friends too, who have old friends. Didn't mean that any wrong way. These are dear friends who we've known for a long time. That's what I'm trying to say. They're just, thank you for coming. Thank you for being here. We're believing God. That brand new heart He's given you is going to just energize and propel you into these next things that God has for you unfolding. We had part of the theme that's been going through these nights is an open door, and it was one of those things that kept getting repeated, and I see that for you. I see doors just wide open, and God just re-energizing, refiguring so that you know the exact doors to go through, and just come through with those things. Amen. Hallelujah. Wow. I want to tell you a story most of you know. It's a story about a farmer who got tired of farming, and so he decided to become a doctor. So he put up on his barn a big sign, and on the sign he said, cure anything for $500. If I fail, I'll give you $1,000 back. Well, the local doctor said, what does this guy think he is? Putting up a sign saying $500 to cure anything. He doesn't know anything about medicine. He's just an old farmer that decided to be a medicine man. So he goes to the doctor, goes to the farmer, and he says to the farmer, so you're going to cure anything for $500, and if you fail, you'll give me $1,000, right? And the farmer said, yes. So he said, well, I can't taste anything. I've lost my sense of taste. Can you cure that? So the farmer says to his wife, go to file number 22, open the drawer, and pull vial number 3 out, and put 3 drops on his tongue. So she does that. And he gags and he says, that's gasoline. And the farmer says, you owe me $1,000. I cured your sense of taste back. So he's really upset because he got taken. So he thinks. And he comes back to the farmer and he says, I've lost my memory. I can't remember anything. Can you help me? And the farmer says, sure, I can. Sit down. So he sits down and he says to his wife, go to file number 22 and pull out vial number 3 and put 3 drops on his tongue. And he says, that's gasoline. Don't give that to me again. And the farmer says, you owe me $500. I cured your memory. So now he's really upset because he's out $1,000 already. And so he thinks, and he comes back to the farmer, and he says, "I've lost my sight. I'm getting older, and I can't see like I used to. Can you restore my sight?" And the farmer looks at him and says, "Well, I don't know if I can do that or not." And the doctor says, "You owe me $1,000 then." So he says, "Well, I guess so." And so he pulls out a wad of $10 bills, and he stands a little ways away from the doctor, and he starts counting 20, 40, 60. And the guy says, no, those are $10 bills, not 20. He says, yeah, see, I cured your eyesight. You know? Wisdom is always greater than knowledge. When we have wisdom, it isn't so much what we know, it's who we know who gives the wisdom. And wisdom is always greater than knowledge. Mary, would you be willing to share those three things about wisdom that you were telling us? Would that be okay?
The Lord taught me a lesson about wisdom, and he said there are three types of wisdom that's found in the bottom of the river. The wisdom that's only found in deep, dark places. The wisdom that's only found through crushing and suffering. And the wisdom that's only found in a face-to-face encounter with God the Father.
Amen. Thank you. So the first two wisdoms don't sound like a whole lot of fun. The face-to-face encounter with God sounds like, you know. Actually, probably of the three, the most frightening one is a face-to-face with God. But we don't really think that way because, you know, but the crushing, you know, we think, oh, man, and the deep things, the dark things, you know. But when we go through those hard things, what's so critical for us to be aware of is that God is with us. I'm not there alone. And this is an opportunity from God to deposit wisdom to my life. That I have an opportunity in this difficulty or in this struggle, this problem is an opportunity for Jesus to reveal himself and to reveal his wisdom to me in a whole new way. I remember the first time I saw a picture of the river, and it'd be back about in 83, and we just had a miscarriage, and my wife and I were just crying over this baby that we had lost, and I'm in God's presence and just going, you know, I don't understand, but I worship you, and in that moment as I'm worshiping him in this place of pain, a place of loss, I see for the first time, I see a river come out of the throne room of God. And I'm watching this river, and it's entwined with love and truth and grace. There's like a rippling effect, and you can just see those entwinement going out of this river, coming out of the throne room of God, and I'm gasping at it and marveling at it, not understanding it, but also shocked that it's in this moment that God is revealing something so amazing to me that we then began to experience in a greater measure in 93 when God was pouring out his river in by the Holy Spirit. And I understood that picture even more at that point. And it sounds like there's even more with more fire and more things happening. And one thing I know about the Holy Spirit, he doesn't do things the same way usually. So if we want to be in the more, we have to be open to all the different ways that God's going to be pouring out. And we can't just get stuck in one way, one system, one thing, because God's going to do it in many ways. Amen? So what's on my heart is... I'll come back? Cool. Okay. Ephesians chapter 1... is a passage I'm sure all of you guys have read many times. And we're going to look at this probably in a way a little different, but not that different from how you've seen it before. Ephesians 1:3 says, Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has, past tense, already done it. He has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. So I'm already blessed. I don't even have to ask to be blessed. I just have to agree with what already has happened for me. I am blessed. Anybody ever sing that song, I am blessed, I am blessed. Every day of my life, I am blessed. Okay. I am blessed. And for he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. That's pretty awesome. How many here feel holy and blameless? Okay. We don't always feel that, but God always sees us through Christ, holy, blameless. Amen? So he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. So I am chosen, I am blessed, and I am holy and blameless before the Lord. So I was reading this passage recently, and I had a picture of someone coming what they came on was on a stage of life. It came onto the stage of life. And as it came onto the stage of life, they were working hard to perform for the audience that they thought that they were performing for. And how they were performing wasn't that great. I mean, they were making mistakes, things were happening. And there before them were four judges. And the four judges were watching the performance that was happening, and this person was trying hard to do the best that they could and hitting some things right, but other things weren't quite right. The note that they tried to hit, they knew they could hit that, but it was just a little off. Things weren't quite the way they could have been. And then they finish and they look at the four judges. And one of the judges is making this person very nervous. Because this judge looks a lot like the person. And as this fourth judge, this one that looks a lot like the person, stands up to give a review of what is happening, this person begins to hear all their worst fears and all their worst imagination. And as they're looking at them, it is actually that person standing there giving them the feedback of all their worst fears and all their worst imaginations. And they're just devastated because everything they had been afraid of is being spoken. And then the next judge stands up. And the next judge says, "You are so precious. We have wanted to watch you before you're even born. And thank you for sharing your gift with us tonight. You are amazing. We love you." And because of the fourth voice that had been speaking, this person's having trouble processing this thought because this other voice has just been devastating to the heart. And the person's thinking, "Did you? Are you talking about me?" And then the next judge stands up, and the next judge says, "You are so valuable. I would do anything for you." And you look at that next judge, and you see on their fingers, on their hand, there's a scar there, and you understand there's some truth to that. But then there's this last judge, and you're very nervous also about this last judge, because you're sure the last judge must have something critical to say that would be in agreement with that fourth judge. And the last judge begins to speak. And the last judge says, "I chose you and wanted you before you ever even knew who I was. And I am so pleased and so delighted in you. And you are just shocked that these three judges are in agreement that you are amazing." When this fourth judge has been so devastating, but your heart begins to open a little bit to receive what these three judges are saying. So we're gonna actually enact this, but I want to play a clip for you first, because I found this clip and it pictured what I'm trying to do, and then we're going to actually do something like it. So can you go ahead and throw that on for us?
Hi. You're excited, huh?
Hi.
Watch how scared she is.
We can walk it out and move mountains, and I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day, I'll rise up, I'll rise unafraid, I'll rise up, and I'll do it a thousand times again, and I'll do it a thousand times again. I'll rise up high like the waves. I'll rise up in spite of the ache. I'll rise up and I'll do it a thousand times again.
The judges are on their feet.
Look, all the judges are on their feet.
It's not just one thing with you. It's not just the voice. It's not just the performance. You have everything. And it's so infectious to watch your performance. So,
oh my gosh.
Can I have a couple chairs? Can you help me bring a couple chairs? We'll put four chairs up here. I have to put them a little farther back, I think. Eleanor, would you be the Holy Spirit and sit in this one here? And Robert, would you be the Son and sit in that one? You know the other three judges were the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, right? Yeah. So this one and Robert in, right next to her. And Lee, why don't you be the Father? He just had a birthday, so he's a good father. Right next to Robert. This is the mirror that's in this chair. The mirror that, see, the Bible tells us that we're to cast down every imagination and every thought that rises up against the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Most of that is going on in the head. All those thoughts, contrary to what God is saying, go on in our head. And some people are very good about imagining what other people are thinking about them. But that is an imagination that's not coming from heaven. That's an imagination that you're making up. You're imagining the worst when God is thinking the best. And so we have this problem because of the brokenness that we come through. We have a problem that we have to take down those things that are contrary to what the Father is saying, the Son is saying, the Holy Spirit is saying. We have to take those down, and we have to believe what God says about us. So that I have to be able to distinguish between the mirror that's looking back at me and saying, you got this flaw, you got this mistake, you got this, you're not performing quite right. And I have to come into the place of rest in the heart of the Father who has already made up his mind about me. He's already made the decision. There's nothing I can do to make him love me more or make me love him less. When I'm having a bad day, he's not having a bad day. And he hasn't changed his thoughts about me on that bad day. But if I don't have my heart and mind thinking right, I can certainly think that. I can think on my bad day, God is being really critical about me. None of you would do that, but I certainly have done that. I've done that. And I've thought, wow, boy, do you even want to talk to me today, God? And you know what I've found about the Holy Spirit? He's not afraid of me even when I've made my worst mistakes. He enfolds me in his love. I should be getting booted right now. And instead, he is enfolding me in his love and wooing me back to his heart. And that wooing just makes me get on my face and snot run, and I just, I repent because I've been having my childish tantrum or whatever I'm doing, you know, and then I'm right back in relationship because he has never changed his mind about me. So we're not going to spend a lot of time on the mirror part. I'm going to bring you up to hear what the Father, Son, Holy Spirit are going to say to you. So, do I have any volunteers? Anybody want to come here with the Father? Come on. Come on. What's your name? Malachi. You blow the trumpet so awesome. Thanks. That is so cool. When you blew that, it was atmosphere changing. You brought another element of the Holy Spirit in. And yeah, that's an awesome gift. Let's hear what the Holy Spirit and then the Son and then the Father want to say. But we got something else. There's a bell to ring when you're done saying. Now, in this particular talent show, when the buzzer rings, they skip, I guess, some. I don't watch it, so if I'm making a mistake on it, forgive me. But I guess they skip some things and move up to the next level without more trial. Okay, but that isn't the way it is in life. See, when the bell rings, it isn't, okay, you're going to perform at another level. It isn't more performance. It's total acceptance. So what I want you just see how that audience cheered for that girl? Now, that's going to be your role. You're going to be the greatest cheerleaders for Michael, right? Malachi, the one that turns the father's hearts to the sons and sons to the fathers. Malachi. So you're going to be his greatest cheerleaders, okay? So you're right behind him. Everything that's said about him, you're going to shout. And when the bell rings, I want you to stand up and give him the greatest applause, okay? Because because he's on the stage of acceptance. Okay? Holy Spirit.
Malachi, I named you even before you were in your mother's womb. I chose you. I called you, I chose you, and I glorified you for such a time as this. And I have anointed you with the shofar in your mouth to know when to move with my Holy Spirit and when to move in my anointing. For in that you have a breakthrough anointing to shift the atmosphere. And also I have called you to be a reconciler of my people. Amen. Between heaven and earth. Not only does it break open atmospheres, it also reconciles things in the spirit realm, and it goes right into the hearts of my people.
Malachi, as a son, I want you to know that I love you so much. That you are the apple of my eye. And I pour out my heart to you so much that I pour out my heart through you. And I will do anything for you. I'm going to be with you wherever you are, in the good times and in the hard times, in the times where you feel defeated, but in the times where I have assured your victory. I've given you the heart of a lion and my spirit, which is a warrior overcoming spirit.
Malachi, I'm the one that gave you the talents that you have and gave you the abilities. And when I heard you perform, my heart was beating in my chest. Tears were coming out of my eyes, and I was just totally blessed by the way that you performed. I thought it was just awesome. You just blessed my heart.
Thank you, Malachi. You are totally, completely received in the family of God. Amen.
I can't believe that I volunteered. I don't know what happened when my hand shot up. I had no idea what I was doing when I did that. But I have this part that I want to share. During worship, I saw this huge blue heart. I just kept seeing a big blue heart. And again, that's on the heart. The blue theme, remember, with the Holy Spirit. And I think we were sharing about blue, but I just wanted to reinforce, because I think this is really wacky, actually, if I was just to look at this myself. And I feel like that was the Lord confirming this is my heart. This game is my heart. And what Pastor Steve is doing right now is directly from the Holy Spirit. So if anybody's resisting it, I would be, somehow I'm the first one up here, but I just encourage you to open up, because I really believe it.
Thank you, Malachi. You had your hand up. Did you want to come? What was your name? David. Glad to volunteer, David. We're excited what God's going to speak to you. So let's hear what the Holy Spirit's going to say.
Yes, I'm Holy Spirit. David. Oh, you. You bring me so much. You bring me so much joy. You are bold. You are strong. You are courageous. And you are not afraid of the storm because I have created you that way. And you will hit it every time. Amen.
David, I just want you to know that I've been walking right with you, right by your side. And even in those dark places and those dark times and those times of trial and even times of turmoil and great pain, I've always been there with you. I want you to know that I've never been upset with you. But I've always had my hand upon you to caress you and to comfort you. I want you to know that I'm pulling you forward in this time, in this season. I'm not going to depend on you just to walk and walk beside me, but I'm actually propelling you and causing you to advance forward in your walk. And I have gifted you with the Holy Spirit, the helper that I commanded to come forth to help you. And in the days to come, the Holy Spirit, that gift of prophecy, is going to increase in you. You will see dreams. You will see visions. And my wisdom and my understanding of the Father is going to pour out upon you. And the direction that I have for you is that which will bring great joy and admiration and favor by others. So speak my word and speak my revelation, because I've given you an inheritance today.
David, I've created you and knit you together in your mother's womb, and I give you a heart even after my own heart. And I'm so blessed to see how you reach out and touch people's lives, how you care for them, how you listen to what they have to say. And you're just an extension of my hand in the world of reaching out and loving people. And I'm so proud of you. You do an excellent job. I love you.
Welcome, David. Welcome into the family of God. So totally loved by the Lord. I see you doing awesome things for God, because there's a courage inside your heart that is not afraid to do exploits for the Lord, and you're actually waiting for challenges. And so I bless you as you step forward with faith of what God has for you. Father, Son, Holy Spirit are totally with you and behind you, and so are we. So, amen. Whoosh, 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 whoosh. You want to come? Okay, one more. We'll do one more, and then we're going to shift just a little bit after. So welcome. It's a bit scary. But just let all the fear go, because God's got such good things to say to you. What was your name? Bonnie. Welcome, Bonnie. We're so glad you had the courage to come up and stand here. And God's going to say some wonderful things through these people to you.
Bonnie, I love you with an everlasting love. I see your heart that truly waits and beats for me. I see how you want to please me and how you want to be led and guided by my spirit. And I say that I'm with you, I am guiding you, and I'm leading you. I'm taking you by your hand. I am taking you by your hand. I'm taking you by your hand. Put my hand in yours. Reach out. I'm reaching out to you. Let me take your hand. Let me guide you and lead you into your promised land. For know that I have my very best in mind for you. And I will not leave you stuck. I will not leave you in the mire. For know that I am truly with you and I am taking you up higher. Even as you sit and you wait on me, even as you want to do warfare in my name, know that I will give you the directives on what you are to put your hand to do and what you are not to put your hand to do. Let me guide you and lead you even in your calling. I say that your gifts I will make room for there is plenty of room for you at my banqueting table.
Bonnie, this is my body, which I have broken for you. And this is my blood, which I have poured out for you. I love you with an everlasting love. I truly am your strength. I truly am your redeemer. And know this, when you couldn't walk, I walked for you. When you couldn't speak, I spoke for you. When you couldn't think, I put my thoughts in you. And all that I've done for you, I say that you will do the same. I've called you to reach out to others in comfort. I've called you to reach out to others and pull them forward. I've called you to be my hands to heal, to save, and to deliver. For I am with you always, wherever you go, even to the ends of the world, I am with you.
Bonnie, I have always been with you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I'm leading you beside still waters. I'm restoring your soul. And I'm preparing a table before you in the presence of your enemies. And you will be victorious. You will rise up and you will be blessed by the things that I'm going to do for you. I love you so much. And you're going to go out and do great and mighty things. Amen.
We celebrate you, Bonnie. So delighted you're part of the family of God. Fully accepted, fully loved by the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and by all of us. Accepted. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let's give a round of applause for our judges here. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. They did so good. Wow. You guys are awesome. I want to play a clip for you. And this is a clip by Graham Cook. And it's a clip about a prophetic. He's making a prophetic declaration on this clip. And what I want you to do is I want you to open your heart just like you were up here standing. And I want you to hear the Father speaking to every one of your hearts as he makes this declaration. And I want you to hear all of heaven cheering for you as he's making this declaration. So just position your heart to just open up and receive what God wants to speak through our brother Graham Cook.
Says that there is nothing that you can do that would make him love you more. There is also nothing you can do that would make him love you less. He loves you because he loves you, 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 because that is what he is like. It is his nature to love. And you will always be the beloved. And his love is unchanging. And he loves you 100%. He won't love you any better when you become better. He loves you 100% right now. And even if you have no plans to become better, he will still love you 100%. Because he loves you, because that's the way that he is. And even if you don't want to change, he will love you 100%. Even if you have no plans to walk with him, he will love you 100%. Because that's his nature. He loves all the way, all the time. His love is unchanging. What will change, says the Lord, is your ability to receive my love. And this evening, I want to cram some more of that ability inside you. So I challenge you, says the Lord, open your heart to me. Open your heart to me. And you will receive more of my love than you've ever experienced before. I dare you, says the Lord. Come on. Open your heart to me. Give me your heart. Give me whatever your obstacle is. I'll take it. I'll remove it out of the way. Because I love you as you are right now.
I love you 100% as you are right this moment. I love you as you are. So be loved. You are the beloved. It is your job, says the Lord, to be loved outrageously. It is why I chose you. That's why I set my love upon you. That you would live as one who is outrageously loved. That you would receive a radical love. So radical, it'll blow all your paradigms of what you think love is. And know, says the Lord, I will love you outrageously all the days of your life. Because I don't know how to be any different. This is who I am. And this is who I will always be. This is the I am that I promised you. I am he that loves you outrageously. And you may love me back with the love that I give you. You may love me back outrageously with the outrageous love that I bestow upon you. And know this, says the Lord, you can only love me as much as you love yourself. So my love comes this evening to set you free from yourself, to set you free from how you see yourself, to set you free from the smallness of your own thinking about yourself. My love comes to set you free from rejection and from shame and from low self-esteem and from despair and from abuse. Because when I look at you, says the Lord, I see something that I love. I see someone that I can love outrageously. And I have so much to bestow upon you, so much to give you, so many places to take you in my heart. But you can't go there unless you allow me to love you. And my love for you will break every barrier, bring every wall crashing down. And know this, says the Lord, my love damages fear. My love hates fear. My love will fight fear. It will fight fear in you. It will fight fear around you. And if you have fear this evening, says the Lord, then know that you have a treat in store. Because my perfect love casts out fear. There is no fear where I am present. Because my love casts out fear. Beloved, you are my beloved. You are my beloved. And in my love, I want you to feel good about yourself.
Pretty powerful. Just close your eyes. Can you just ask God a question? Can you say, Lord, would you show me 5 things that you're really proud about me today? Not things you've done yesterday, but today. What are 5 things that you're really proud about me today? How many of you found that easy? Did you hear 5 things pretty quick? About 3, 4 of you? How many found that really hard, that was pretty difficult? A few of you? Okay. Now, I want you to shift, and I want you to look at your neighbor, whoever that may be, just somebody beside you, and I want you to say, God, What's something that you really are proud about this person beside me? So what's something that you really like? like about this person that you really delight in, that you think this person is so special. So I want you to get an encouraging word, okay? Something encouraging, something that's going to bless. And then just go ahead, share with that person, share together what did you get. You can go ahead and hit the lights for me. Thank you. Lord. Pastor Tim, I see you being a bridge builder. You obviously have the Holy Spirit all in your life, and it's awesome, and just your powerhouse of the Lord. But what I see is that God has positioned you uniquely to create bridges between cultures and between people groups, and that God's going to use you to cause bridges, access for different people groups to be able to experience the Holy Spirit in unique ways that each other is experiencing. And so there won't be isolation. You're going to be part of bringing people groups out of isolation and into the greater body of Christ. And so I bless you. I bless you to be that bridge builder and bring forth the different people groups into all God's called them to be and to do. Thank you, Jesus. I have a thought. Is that maybe here at the end we could just have a bunch of the a bunch of the prophetic people just line up in the front, and some of you can just go find one of these prophetic people and just let them speak a word over you. But before we do that, I want to turn it back to Robert and Eleanor and Mary in case there's something God's put in their heart. And then if you feel to do that at the end, that's just a thought that I have that possible. So,
you know, this has been an incredible evening. Honestly, I don't think I've experienced something this deep. From a simple exercise in actually allowing His Spirit, and it was really cool, the Spirit of the Son and how He thinks, to speak into the heart of a person. It was amazing how it just shifts you and shifts the focus. Amazing. And this weekend has been, I guess I probably haven't experienced something like this, and it's been different. Was it this morning when we got those strong prophetic words about the doors that were opening? And Mary, you know, Eleanor prophesied the word, and Mary broke it down, and the word was now. Right now, the door is open. And she said, it's important for us to step through that door right now. And a part of that was the personal words. The personal, ask God for something personal. And so we had prayed for family and the different things that we needed. And I wanted to just share this little thing with you. I went to visit my brother today. And my brother is in the hospital. Going through liver failure and really, you know, if we look at it in the natural sense, death can be right around the corner. My brother has been a hard individual. So I just went and I sat with him. My sister was there. And he was sleeping, and I got a chance to pray for my oldest sister and my niece, that his life-giving spirit would just energize them and flow through them. And my brother, he woke up, and, you know, I was just talking to him a little bit, and I said, can I pray for you? He said, go ahead. But I don't like those prayers that take all day long. I said, okay. And I just prayed life over him. I didn't pray anything about him and, you know, wish he would stop doing this. No, I just prayed the life of God over him. I rebuked death off of him. And so I wanted to, you know, leave and get back so I could come here. And so I went over to leave, and all of a sudden he wanted to start talking to me and stuff. You know, it's like, oh, he actually wants to have a conversation. So we had a little conversation. And finally, I went to leave, and I, you know, stuck out my hand. I was going to hold his hand and shake his hand, and so I went like this, and he went like this. Whew. I don't know if I've been allowed to hug my brother since he was a teenager. And I reached out and I hugged him. And I said, I love you, Charles. And he said, I love you too. It is true, when God opens up the door in a now time, it was a now time today. And that door is still open, because I know this, is that he needs to know the love of the Father. And so many more that we know need to know the love of the Father. Bill and Glenda, when I was seeing that mirror up there, I was thinking about the word this morning about the mirror. And I just wanted to say, Bill, I was so proud when you got up and played the flute today. It was so anointed by the Holy Spirit that went to the heart of man and to the heart of people. Amazing. And Karen, I was seeing this steel. Then I saw a handle. And I saw the Lord just putting these studs of jewels in the handle. And then I saw this strap of leather that came out like that. Just kind of snapped. And it began to just rub on that steel and make it shiny and razor sharp. And he said that this is a season that I have anointed you to cut to the heart of the matter. To the heart of whatever it is. And in that, my heart is going to flow through you. He's going to give you revelation that you never even have never experienced before. And there's a reason why he had you in those in your room day after day and night after night. And yeah, you know the word, but he's giving you his revelation. He says, I'm going to speak to you my word, even at night. But he's saying, don't go running to open up the Bible. Sit in that place with me. And let me preach to you for a while. Just sit there with me. And yeah, you might want to write it down. Because I'm going to open the door time after time and time after time to you. Because you put in your season and you put in your time, I'm opening up the door for you.
Right before you called Karen's name, I had a word for you too, Karen, and I was reminded of the dream that I had about you. It's been several years ago that I shared with you, and it was before I even knew, you know, KN was going to be in existence. In my dream, I was facilitating this gathering, and I called your name, and you came running up with a word. And I can't remember all the details of it because it's been several years ago. But the Lord is making room for your gift in many different places and many different venues. And then a couple weeks ago, about a week and a half ago, I had another dream about you while I was away. And it had to do with the healing of your heart of your parents. And I saw your mother in my dream, and I saw your father. And the Lord walked you through the house, and you looked at them, and you are able to walk through and not look at them with pain or disdain. That was not a part of who you, how you saw them anymore. It was not something that defined you anymore or held you back or caused you to trip up. You're just walking through the house and you saw them and you walked through the door and you shut the door behind you. And I knew that the Lord was saying that was an end of one season for you, that your healing was made full and complete. And that was no longer going to be something that stumbles you or causes that pain to, you know, sting or, you know, bring any, you know, those of us who've been hurt. And I don't know what all of those things are, you know, in your life. But the Lord was doing something new. He was saying that you will be able to minister now, not just from the word and from the revelation of God, and not just from the word, but from the revelation of his spirit, but that you were going to minister from the things you had walked through and gotten victory over. And I saw that that was going to be a huge part of your ministry as well, is that quickening in the heart. And it will go straight into that, the word and the spirit, and those things that you have walked through and the things that you have suffered, those now will become, you will hand them out like giving warm, fresh bread to people, and you will know exactly what to give them. Amen. Exactly what they need. And it won't just be a word that, you know, feels good, but it'll go to the heart and it will feed their spirit man. It'll feed their spirit man and it will cause them to grow because of the good work that you have allowed. It's an allowing process that we do. You have allowed. You came into agreement with the Father and said yes and amen. And this is your time now. This is your season. Amen.
Lisa, I saw the Lord take his sword and just go like this. And he's saying that he is commissioning you, but not only that, he is promoting you to another rank in his spirit. And I don't know exactly what that rank is, but you float in one area of authority. But he's saying that I'm giving you more. That he is expanding your spiritual influence in the heavenlies. He's expanding that. And he's also going to draw some more people with you to you. He's going to draw people to you. And he is going to cause you to teach them to flow in that place. That place of his authority in the heavenly realms. There's a work to do. In Alaska. It's not just by your own good idea that you felt like you needed to travel in the state. He said it was by my prompting, and that because of your willingness to be obedient, he is promoting you and causing you to come to that higher place.
Deb Ruby, your love language is the gift of, is to give gifts. And I saw a surprise package coming for you. Ooh. And it's going to make you twirl and dance and shout. And it's going to be a shout of joy. It's going to be a shout of victory. And you will not be able to keep your voice back. And because you also are a giver of gifts, the Lord says he's gifted you with much. And you are his surprise package. And that you are multifaceted in your giftings. And a lot of times you don't want to be seen or heard. But the Lord says this is your time now to be seen and heard. And for your giftings to come forth. And that it's just like I just saw you just wrapped all around with these giftings, and you're happy to give them. And the Lord says, just think of that. As you give gifts to people, he says, you're going to give the gifts that he has given you to people. And as you look at it like that, you won't ever want to hold back. And you won't ever don't mind being seen again. So the Lord says, this is your time. This is your season. And he says, come on. Keep giving those gifts out in the natural and in the spiritual. But know that I have a surprise package coming to your door.
I think I might have saw you a couple of times in here before. But the word I'm hearing is Mama. And the Lord says that in this time, in this season, that he's going to increase your voice out of the heart of a mother. He said you had to experience many things. And some of those things have been very difficult. But he says that he has walked with you through them and brought you out on the other side. And when you look back on your life, he says, I hear you saying, I can't even believe I made it through that. And then I say, hear you saying, but thank you, Lord, for taking me through it. Because I know I'm better for it. And he says that in this season, you're going to speak out of the heart of a mother, and the words that you have are going to bring healing to broken hearts. They'll be your words, but they're going to be my words flowing through you. And when you speak, the words will be coming out of your mouth, and you'll say, I never even thought of that before. I've never even thought of that before, but I know it's right. Because of the words of wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, and the prophetic voice that he's giving you. He's saying, I'm giving you an increase in the prophetic. I don't know if you've ever experienced the prophetic, but he says that I am going to cause you to prophesy, that your hands are hands that are meant for healing. He says, I'm going to give you dreams in the night and visions in the day. And you just will say, this is what I'm seeing. And then I'm going to drop it in your spirit what that means. He says, this is your time. He says, truly, I have walked with you and truly I do love you. I am so proud of you. In your courage. What is your name? Hazel.
And the Lord says to you to stand fast and hold steady. He says, stand fast and hold steady, for I'm with you in the storm. And you will not be drowned, you will not be burned, for I'm with you in the storm, and I will take you through this time. He says, remain faithful unto me. Remain faithful and keep your eyes fixed on me, for I am the author and the finisher of your faith. And I'm the one that has put this marriage together. And I will help you keep this marriage together, says your good heavenly Father. He says, continue to be faithful. Continue to love her exactly where she's at. And watch me overwhelm her and you with my love. For there is nothing that you cannot go through that I will not be with you. He says that I'm with you and I will take you through and you will be victorious. For I am dealing with this one. And I am with her wherever she goes, and I'm also with you. He says, continue to love her, for I'm with you. He says, hold steady and be strong, for I am with you, and I'm here to strengthen you this day.
Bob, I'm just hearing the Lord say that He appreciates your humor. He likes being with you and spending time with you. And He says that there's a new measure of His anointing that's going to flow through you and through your instruments. He says that you've experienced a measure of His anointing so far. But He says in this season that when you blow on that instrument, that hearts will be healed and people are going to be set free from spiritual bondage. And in that, when they're set free, they're going to be free to discover me and who I am. So He says, keep blowing on those instruments. And that thing that you long for, to see how He moves in the Spirit and that sensitivity, He says He's placed it right here within your heart to make it flow out of you. And Lord, I thank you, God, for your prophetic spirit, the increase of your prophetic spirit over Bob. Father, in Jesus' name. That's the humor. You know, sitting up here as far as the prophetic, that was new, but there's a yes in it. And it changed. It really changed the way that I prophesied tonight. And there's many of you in this room that are called to give out prophetic words. There's some of you that may never have, but have a desire to do that. Is there anyone in here like that? Come on, just go like this. Just desire to prophesy. Can you come up here? Who else? Who else? Okay, who feels like you're prophetic then? Come on, come on. Those of you that feel like you're prophetic. just hold each other's hands. Eleanor, you get on that side. Mary, you hold Eleanor's hand. Yes, Deb, please. Please come up here. Father, right now, I just release a new measure of your Holy Spirit and the prophetic in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, God, for dreams and visions, for words of knowledge. Father, for words of wisdom, foretelling the future, destiny in your kingdom. I just release right now in the name of Jesus. I release the Father's love, the heart of the Holy Spirit. And Father, I just thank you, God, for the Son that has come to set us free and to be free indeed. So Lord, I just thank you, God, for the increase of your words coming through each one of these right now in the name of Jesus.